We've had a long history of film making and films coming to Buffalo.
Mayor Brown says hiring a consultant will allow the city to sharpen its focus on filmmaking. The long-term goal is for film crews to spend more time filming.
So we really want to extend the stay, generate more revenue into the local economy.
The Buffalo Niagara Film Commission is having great success in attracting the film industry to the region. The city will work in coordination with the commission, which receives funding from the city as well as Erie and Niagara counties.
We've been a part of this every step of the way. We've been in meetings from the very beginning.
Film Commissioner Tim Clark, he tells WBFO News this will enhance their work.
So we'll continue to work with film crews that come into town, and hopefully, you know, the agency that is hired will end up working on, you know, the government stuff, the legislation, and ways to, you know, sort of pump up the government side to this.
Now, there have been several major movies filmed in Buffalo through the years. Back in the summer of 1983, Hollywood rolled in to film The Natural and stayed much longer than planned. Cindy Abbott-Litro is chair of the Film Commission.
But what happened and was successful with that production is they came here purely to shoot the scenes in the rock pile. They hadn't intended really to go beyond that. That was what their intent was. But once they got here, they went into the Ellicott Square building. They saw that amazing lobby, which ended up being the hotel lobby in the movie. They were going to go to Iowa to shoot a cornfield. And, you know, they found Eden, which we have corn in Western New York.
The Film Commission and Buffalo leaders want film and television crews to think of Buffalo and not New York City as a cost-effective place to shoot movies and productions. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.